We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Field of 68 Media Network presents Red is the New Orange, a Syracuse basketball podcast.
Vince intercepts a pass, breakaway for the freshman guard, he flies and slams! Aerial assault from Judah Vince!
Looking to go back door to Bell, they get it to a mere corner three, knocks it down! Chris Bell, the sharpshooter!
Bringing you everything you need to know out of the 315.
Up top, Williams surges ahead, up with the right hand and in! A pretty up-and-under move from Benny Williams to beat his man.
Over to Taylor. He skips into the lane, puts up a floater, and drops in.
Let's get it started with your hosts, Ian Unsworth and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Well, we're halfway, now more than halfway, through the first round of the ACC tournament. Georgia Tech, as Johnny and I both picked, lost in a close one to Notre Dame. Although the Yellow Jackets did all come, they kind of came all the way back, took the lead, so be it. However, we're almost final here between Louisville and North Carolina State. North Carolina State is a 7-point lead, 11 seconds left, so you need Reggie Miller stepping out there, and I don't think anyone's coming to save the Louisville Cardinals season. They're going to fall to 8-24 on the year, and we'll see what happens with Kenny Payne as the offseason goes. But we're here to preview tomorrow's matchup between North Carolina State, barring no craziness, and Syracuse. It's the Field of 68's Red is the New Orange. Drop us a follow, F68_Cuse. Follow myself, IUNZ_. Follow Johnny, Johnny G. Witz. And subscribe to the Field of 68 Podcast Network on YouTube for everything you need to know about every team you could possibly care about going into tournament time. So with 10 seconds left, it's 92-85 North Carolina State. Wolfpack got down big in the first half, and Louisville put up some crazy shooting splits, 10 of 16 from behind the arc in total. But in the first half, Louisville made 6 of 9 threes, mainly fueled by Sky Clark, who went bananas.
Moments ago, Ian, the ACC Network did their player of the game hit, and I don't know if it was just predetermined too far out in advance when the game was a little still up in the air, but Sky Clark took home that honor, and for good reason. He exploded. 7 of 8 from downtown. Jim Boeheim was saying very positive things about him on the air. If you want to get Jim Boeheim to rave about you, you better have one heck of a performance. Clark did that, but it wasn't enough. I think this was a game that was closer than we probably both thought it would be. And from a Syracuse perspective, you're probably feeling good about that, thinking, okay, if Louisville can hang with these guys, we should be in an all right spot. But obviously, we'll continue to monitor what the deal is with DJ Horn, who does not play today. And that is really going to be the number one story going into this matchup. All ACC third teamer. And I don't think it's too far-fetched to say whether or not he plays could be the difference in a win or a loss.
Absolutely.
Day-to-day coming into this, didn't go. You saw him on the sideline. We'll see how literal that day-to-day designation of his injury is, because it's a quick turnaround come tomorrow. But if you're a Syracuse fan, you're hoping he doesn't go, and you hope that DJ Burns doesn't have enough offensively to be the driving factor for the Wolfpack.
More on Horn. It's a hip flexor, which is a very sticky injury. One of those things that will take a little while and is probably going to be a constant heat, ice, ibuprofen type of deal to, if it's just a mild sprain or strain, to get Horn back healthy. He practiced or tried his best to practice Monday. They had him out on the floor for warmups, but he didn't do a whole lot. And then he sat on the bench wearing this gigantic chain that was probably the most expensive thing on the North Carolina State bench, besides Kevin Keats's ugly contract. So, all that being said, 15 in the first game for DJ Horn, only 3 of 10 from 3 when these two teams matched up. That was a double-digit win in the Dome. In the second game at PNC, Horn has 32. He's 6 of 10 from behind the arc. And Syracuse, after 55 points in the first half, got outscored by 11 in the second half because of that Horn explosion. So it's clear that he is their alpha. He's the fourth best scorer in the ACC, averaging almost 18 a game, or I think a tick over 18 now. They need him on the floor. Because let's be honest, Louisville had no semblance of guarding anyone today. Syracuse will at least put up a better fight. And Malik Brown will do a better job of being a nuisance inside than Brandon Huntley Hatfield. But if Horn gets going, there's no stopping it, as Syracuse has proven time and time again.
Yeah, and I think for Syracuse, if Horn does not play in this game, you have a chance to dominate in the backcourt.
And you're dodging a bullet.
You're dodging a bullet, and you have a chance to really set the tone. Speed NC State up, right? Get them out of their comfort zone. As much as Jaden Taylor hit a couple of big shots against the Cardinals in round one.
And Michael O'Connell also played really well. 16 points, most of those came in the first half, and he really settled them down.
He did. But the point still holds true in that this backcourt without Horn takes a serious hit. And as much as we've talked all year about, all right, one of the best backcourts in the conference for Judah and JJ, it feels like there have been limited opportunities for the two of them to flex their muscles because of a true mismatch, right? Like most ACC teams have pretty solid backcourts. All of a sudden, if DJ Horn doesn't play tomorrow, that is a weakness for NC State. So you get your best guys going. You get maybe a motivated Judah who did not make all ACC first team with second team designation. And, you know, you kind of set the tone early. And I think that's a real opportunity for Syracuse to play up-tempo, to play fast, and to get NC State uncomfortable more than anything else.
And the tempo definitely played into North Carolina State's hands today. Game wasn't a whole lot of up and down, but State, to its credit, made 7 threes for 16 Louisville turnovers and turned those into 22 points. Opportunistic running. I think where the backcourt thing really comes into play is if Syracuse ups that pressure, or even down the stretch in the second half, we could see it. Taylor played 39 minutes. Usually he gets a bit more blow. Casey Morsell off the bench played 39 minutes. And O'Connell, who's not usually in that final group, the closing group, for NC State, played 34. So these guys will already have some wear on their tires. Maybe that's something that comes into play. Maybe Quadir and Kyle Cuff and whoever else comes off the bench for the Orange are a bit more fresh in this second half tomorrow and can help Syracuse pull away by forcing a couple turnovers.
And again, we spoke about it last week or earlier this week, I should say, but not having that game this past weekend, right? With that bye, if you want to call it a bye, kind of factoring in final week of the regular season. Just another thing that could play into Syracuse's favor. What I will say is this, because while a lot of these things are leaning pro Syracuse, you have to remember, this is a Kevin Keats who probably knows he's coaching for his job, right? So whatever he needs to say, whatever energy he needs to channel for himself, for his team, like, he is going to do it. You know, this is a World Pac team.
There was some stuff put out on some North Carolina State, like, VIP message boards about his job status that was quickly taken off the general internet sphere after. But things do not sound very stable. Let's put it that way.
And nothing official. And again, I guess you could say the same about Kenny Payne today with Louisville. But look, to his credit, Cardinals showed up in that game, right? But as Boeheim said on the broadcast, just haven't been able to seal the deal. Is it a similar case tomorrow for NC State? Who knows? But you know that this is a team that's going to go down swinging. They're going to give you everything they got. And put it this way, I think if DJ Horn is in any way, shape, or form towing the line of having the capability to play, he is going to play. And you have to prepare for that if you're Syracuse, right? Like, I would think, from a prep standpoint, you're assuming he's going to be good to go. If he's not, you view it as a bonus and you'll take it. But you've got to sort of prepare yourself for NC State showing up with everybody ready to go and executing the game plan. Because again, let's bring up this point too. Syracuse has beaten NC State twice, right? So you know that the adjustments are going to be there. There's plenty of film, not just film. There's plenty of film against you, right? So they'll be in a spot where they can sort of counteract, you would think. So it's a really intriguing matchup. And, you know, I'll go back to what I said last week. It's a tough draw. I would have rather the winner of BC Miami. I really would have.
Well, Miami also has health issues. Not sure if Nigel Pack is going to play for the Canes. And for us, that game's starting in about 20 minutes. So we'll see how that plays out. We both picked Miami. So again, this episode will come out Wednesday morning and we'll see whether we're right or wrong. We'll take a quick break, hear from Rob, and when we come back, we'll talk about how to stop NC State if Horn is not in the lineup.
As you guys know by now, we've partnered with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for the listeners and the viewers of the Field of 68 as we all get ready for the best month of the year, March Madness. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, you can use the bonus code FIELD150 and you will get $150 in free bets on your first wager with BetMGM, regardless of whether or not you win that first bet. Here's the best part. All you need to do is deposit and bet $5 of your hard-earned money. This is how you make it work. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using the bonus code FIELD150. That's FIELD150. Deposit at least $5 and place your first wager on any game. You will receive up to $150 in bonus bets regardless of the outcome of your bet. Just make sure you use that bonus code FIELD150 when you sign up. And remember, BetMGM is now available in one wallet in select states. As a New Jersey resident, this is super convenient when I have to go cover games in Philly or New York, which happens quite a bit. When you cross state borders, you just log into your existing account and fire away. You don't have to create a new account in each state. It's easy, it's simple, and it's clean. And most importantly, we have some fun stuff coming up for the conference tournaments and for the NCAA tournament. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops odds boost, and my personal favorite, a nice little parlay boost here and there. So download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Big news, guys. I am thrilled to announce that we have partnered with Autograph, a company founded by the GOAT himself, Tom Brady. The Autograph fandom app gives you access to the best college hoops content, fan contests, and exclusive rewards like discounted tickets, all for doing the things that diehard fans like you already do, following your favorite team in the news and listening to podcasts just like this one. When Tom, and yes, I am calling him Tom, we're on a first name basis these days, co-founded Autograph, he had one mission in mind: change the fan experience for the better. It works like this. You get all of your college hoops content you want in one place. You get articles from your favorite writers, pods from your favorite hosts, contests from your favorite creators, all on the feeds and the sites that you already enjoy. But instead of having to go to all these different places, it all comes to you in one spot, the Autograph fandom app. But here's the best part. The more content that you consume, the higher you rank in the app. As you consider to level up in status on the app, you can unlock unique rewards curated exclusively for you. So download the free Autograph app in the App Store and use the referral code F68, that's F68, or tap in at the link in the description below or in the podcast app of your choosing to start earning points for doing something as normal as listening to this very podcast.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the problem, as NC State beats Louisville 94-85, we got a final score now, so a 9-point win for the Wolfpack. Your problem, if Horn isn't in the lineup, now becomes DJ Burns, because he only had 12 points, had some foul trouble early on, picked up his third foul pretty early in the second half, then sat for a pretty long stretch. Is that North Carolina State at times can be really physical. Right, you've got Mo Diarra, who plays a lot, and you've also got Ben Middlebrooks, who at times is sort of a flailing body, and also Danny Cannell's nephew, as Wes Durham informed us of today. And then Boeheim completely sounded off on Wes for having that information tucked away. And touche, Jim. So back to the point here. The problem is that North Carolina State has multiple bigs. Syracuse does not. Unless Peter Carey is cleared to play. And even then, I wouldn't say that Peter Carey is in a position to make much of an impact on the game. Because other than guarding DJ Burns for 3 to 4 minutes when Burns came off the bench in game one, still one of the most mysterious coaching decisions I've seen all season. Again, going to put another check in the box at Kevin Keats. I don't know if I feel confident in Malik Brown's ability to hang with DJ Burns for 25 to 30 minutes. Not because Brown isn't a good defender, but Burns is just so big.
And he'll wear him down, right? And it's sort of, you know, the thing that Malik has had going for him is, okay, yeah, sure. Is he a lot more athletic than a lot of these bigs? Is he quicker on his feet? Yes. But also, he hasn't had to deal with as many players who are as intimidating of a physical specimen as DJ Burns is. Right. So that could be a matchup problem. I think if you're NC State, you recognize that, right? You got to play inside out. You got to cater to your strengths. Go at Malik, right? Try and get him to pick up a foul or two early. Because if you're looking, if you're sitting at the under 12 tomorrow and Malik's got his two fouls in the first half, then oh boy, I don't know where the heck you go from there. And if you're NC State, you just continue to push, you continue to exploit. Now, what Syracuse does have going for it is this: NC State does not have a lot of shooters. So if this is a game where they want to feed the post and just let Burns go to work on the block against Malik, in theory, you could bring in a Taylor, you could bring in a Bell on the interior to just sort of collapse, try to help out, double team, cause a little bit of chaos, and you're okay with leaving that guy on the wing and daring them to take shots. And then if they make the shots, you tip your cap. But I think from a defensive standpoint, this is a game where we could see a lot more. I don't know if collapsing is the right term, but we can see a lot more willingness from the Syracuse wings to get involved on the interior.
Double teams, and Burns is a really good passer. We should point that out. Like, he is very good at keeping his head up, and he plays so slowly sometimes backing in that he really gets a good chance to see the defense. But he bullied Brandon Huntley Hatfield, who's taller than him, but probably has 30 or 40 fewer pounds. And that's the difference. And it's happened to Malik against Baycott, who's bigger, stronger. It happens against PJ Hall, who's bigger, stronger. The only difference is DJ Burns is nowhere close to into basketball shape, as opposed to PJ Hall, who's fit as a whistle. And even Baycott, who now in his 7th, 8th year of eligibility, has no excuse to not be in basketball shape. Even though Burns is in his 5th or 6th, I guess the point doesn't apply to him. Because he plays 2.5, 3 minutes, and he's gassed. So you have to do what Louisville did today before Sky Clark went absolutely nuclear and throw it to Malik Brown and let him do something. Put DJ Burns in a bajillion pick and rolls and make him run from elbow to block and block to block and block to elbow and elbow to wing, switching and attacking. Talk about backcourt advantages. Well, I'll take a switch on to DJ Burns all day. And if he's going to sit in the paint and drop away, then give it to Malik Brown in the middle of the floor, as Syracuse did over that 4-game win streak, and let him make some plays.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, and I couldn't agree more. You know, sort of peeking at this box score from last time, they went toe-to-toe. NC State made 7 three-pointers that night, 6 of them from DJ Horn himself. So if Horn doesn't play, this is not a team that possesses a whole lot of three-point shooting ability. They're not really going to make you pay from downtown all too much, which is all the more reason if you're Syracuse, again, to try to get Burns uncomfortable, to try to give them fits defensively. Maybe this is a game where we see a little bit of zone sprinkled in. I wouldn't necessarily bank on a ton of it. But again, it all goes back to that theme of whatever you got to do to rattle them, to make them feel uneasy offensively, so that every time they bring the ball up the court, they don't know where their points are coming from. Because let's be frank, if Horn doesn't play, I think that is very much a problem for NC State, right? Are you going to be able to generate, even if Burns gets his, are you going to be able to generate enough offense to just keep pace with this Syracuse squad that can obviously put up points in a hurry as well?
And Kenny Payne whipped out a little zone, about 3-4 possessions of it. But for the first two, North Carolina State was a little startled. And now with Syracuse, zone is obviously a factor, especially on the out-of-bounds, inbounds plays, et cetera, et cetera. But it's still something I would expect to see. One more note before we get out of here. Johnny talked about the last matchup. Malik Brown had 6 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. I think that's a great stat line for him.
And 2 steals.
Yeah, 2 steals as well. I think that's a great stat line for him, and it'll lead to a Syracuse win. He's not obviously going to score a ton. Rebounds are enough, but the Chris Bell explosion and Judah Mintz and JJ coming along with Quadir going nuts at the end of the game, it all comes if Malik Brown is involved in the pick and roll and distributing so that Bell can get those looks in the corner, so that Quadir can play the pick and roll game that he and Brown have become so good at over the course of the season. He's got to distribute and really run the offense and stay on the floor. Has to stay on the floor. Anything else before we get out of here?
No, and I think he will. And I think, you know, look, when you win in the month of March, you win because of your best players. So I'm really keying in on Mintz tomorrow, especially because NC State, again, assuming Horn doesn't play, doesn't necessarily have that guy that can go toe-to-toe with him. And we should note as well, mentioning that previous matchup, Judah didn't have a great night that night, only 4 of 13. So you'd figure, all right, if you can still find a way to squeak out a win, even if your best player has an inefficient night, then hopefully you try to get him going in the right direction and you're looking at a comfortable win. Now, we know that this time of year, comfortable wins are very tough to come by, but they've had the rest. NC State's going to be tired. They're banged up. This is a game where if you're serious about, okay, forget the tournament talk, just year one, Red Autry, is it a success? You go out there and you find a way to get it done.
If DJ Horn plays, I think Syracuse is probably about a 4.5 maybe point favorite. If he doesn't, Syracuse might be favored by 7 or 8. So
I was going to say 9.5, 10.
Yeah. If you're a betting person, keep your eyes out for that. Would assume the total was going to be somewhere in the 150 to 155 range. Cause you know, history has shown that both these teams love to run it around. 7 PM tip on the ESPN family of networks. I think it's either on the main or ESPN2. It's not on ACC. So that's where you can find the game. And you will find us Friday recapping all the action. I will be traveling up to New Hampshire. Probably can't see the rest of my room right now.
You got a long drive ahead of you. What is that, about 12 hours, 11 hours?
It's 12, but I'm staying in New Jersey Wednesday nights with my great aunt. So I'll have a chance to sit down, eat some good Italian food, watch the game. And then hopefully on Thursday, I'll be up there early enough that if the Cuse advance and play Duke, I'll have eyes on that as well. So depending on how things go, we'll be back Friday to recap the action. If it turns out that Syracuse overcomes Duke, we'll have a preview episode as soon as possible. If the orange season is over, then we'll have a quick bit, but probably wait till the rest of the ACC tournament action wraps up to really have a deep dive into the season and break down the bits and pieces and, of course, see what happens with the rest of the offseason. So for Johnny, I'm Ian. We will catch you on Friday. Hope you enjoy the ACC tournament and Syracuse and NC State.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.